You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
And friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. It's the Friday edition of Ace and Friends, y'all. It could be a little faster than normal today, so we can get out of here.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, like hey. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
I'll fill in the blanks. I got it. Let's go. Yeah.
You like this better than the opener yesterday, Regan, that said something about being on the toilet or get out of here, get out of the toilet?
It was something about a toilet. I thought that's a little aggressive for the open.
Everybody has kind of made comments about that. I kind of liked it, but okay. So we'll redo that. We're in the process of working on that, getting that fixed up.
Close the door, I'm pooping.
Yeah, a little doo-doo humor right out of the gate.
Well, it sounds worse when you call it doo-doo humor, I think.
That's what it was.
I mean, that might be what it is, but it sounds bad when you say it's a little doo-doo humor. So you can hear the Ace and Friends show 3 o'clock every day on the Ace and TJ app. And I only say this because I don't know how you're listening right now. You can download it as a podcast later anywhere you download podcasts. You can also watch it live on YouTube.
Yeah. Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
All that stuff.
YouTube Music.
It's everywhere.
Be everywhere.
But it to be in so many places, more than ever, I appreciate the 7 of you that pay attention to this on a daily basis and send messages. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about it. Today, we have a lot of stuff going on. We may have found, credit where credit's due, Riggins may have found, God forbid anything happens with Rob and Meredith.
Oh, yeah.
Riggins may have found Rob's next relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Plus, yesterday we had the list from my wife of things that you need to know about me. Today, Riggins has put together a list of 5 things you need to know about Ace.
Mm. Are you nervous?
Not really.
What do you think I'm? Do you think it's going to be? What do you think I'm going to say?
Number one, enormously talented.
Number two, very humble.
Yeah, right. Let me go back and rewrite that real quick. So we got that and a lot more coming up. But going to take you behind the scenes of the world of TikTok. What's it like when you have just a little teeny tiny taste of TikTok success? What types of things do people say about you? Oh, it could be hurtful. Next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
So I'm really on a kick to help us all get to know each other a little bit better these days. So this is the Ace and Friends show. My name is Ace. And in an effort to share about myself, just some things you might need to know. My wife and I, she's much younger than I am. It's my second wife. I had two kids with my first wife. My wife and I, Amanda, now we've been married for a little over 3 years. And we have a 9-month-old. Well, I'm sorry, we have a 10-month-old. He turned 10 months old this week. So she... The first TikTok I ever made was with my daughter, just for fun, for her. And then Amanda started the TikTok account, and I helped her out with a couple of things, and they did really well, and it kind of became a thing that we were doing for a while. And we've had some success. I know it sounds weird to think that a guy that's 55 is on TikTok having some success, but we've got like one video with over 10 million views, four, I think, with over 5 million views, a couple with over 2 million views, and then a few with a few hundred thousand here and there. But here's what life is like. I think you can appreciate this. So I'll pay you a little piece of one that's had a little bit of success. It's like 800,000 views, or maybe it's 500,000 views, something like that. Here you go.
Well, of course I have daddy issues.
We're an age gap couple. Of course people are going to think she's my daughter.
We're an age gap couple. Of course I'm going to have to repeat myself multiple times because you cannot hear.
What? You get the idea. It's kind of a stupid little thing about being an age gap couple. It did okay. But. And scrolling through the messages the other day, I ran across this and I forgot to share with y'all. It had a lot of messages, like 58 comments so far. And most of the people are very nice. Like, oh, this is cute. This is fun. I think y'all are great. Blah, 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 blah. However, I like to go through and, you know, there can be 1,000 good ones. Yeah. And the one bad one is the one you're going to remember. Because sometimes I find them amusing. Like this one. He's going to be dead when his kid graduates high school.
Jeez.
Could be. Being a new dad at the age of 55 is crazy. Average age for males in the U.S. is 75, so that baby will have to deal with their dad being dead at 20. Yay, trauma.
Okay.
This guy says, oh, bro's on his deathbed. Then there's a guy that says, I need a loyal baby to pay off her bills and take good care of her. DM me, girl.
Uh-huh. Did you forward that information along to her?
Like, hey, man, I'm actually on the TikTok, so like... You're doing that right in front of me.
Yeah. No respect.
Yeah. But he's like, yeah, DM me, baby girl.
Well, like, did somebody DM him or?
I don't know. I told her she should DM him because
I was like, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. I'm not doing a great job taking care of her these days.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Have we found Tech D Rob's next relationship? Not that we want something to happen with Meredith, but if so, we might have a candidate next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services,
CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
Tech D Rob and his girlfriend Meredith have been together now for 9 years. In that time, they have acquired 2 dogs, 1 house, no engagements.
Which is
okay. Which a lot of people find questionable.
Do we have to start off with a list?
I mean, well, yeah. Now, we do not want anything bad to happen to this relationship because we do love Meredith. Love Meredith.
Yeah, maybe.
She's sweet. She's funny. She's kind.
All right.
But were something to happen, Riggins believes he has found your next potential relationship, Rob. And there's really no audio to this other than you just hear the noise in the background. And what it is...
in the car?
20-something-year-old girl.
Was like, Mom, I want to get this for Zoe. For
her she's in the car with her mom and her 11-year-old sister. And she's opening a present for her birthday. And I can't see exactly what the present is. Oh, it's a Super Smile Dentist playset.
I've asked everybody for this for like 5 years. And nobody...
That's her bawling because the 11-year-old sister bought her a Fisher-Price dentist playset. And maybe you couldn't make it out, but she was saying, I'm going to ask everybody for this for 5 years and nobody ever bought it for me.
When she was a little girl, she asked for it for 5 years and no one ever got it. So now that she's an adult, her little sister bought her one.
And it doesn't look expensive. It doesn't look like it costs $100 or anything. No. So why is it you think, Riggins, this woman could be a potential relationship mate for our own Tech D Rob?
Because she would understand better than anyone that there is a certain lovableness about nostalgia and loving things from your childhood and wanting to live as an adult while still enjoying the things from your childhood, which Rob does. And I think she would understand his interests just like he, you know, like he would want.
Because Rob unabashedly loves things from his childhood and doesn't care what you think of the fact that he loves these things.
Yeah. Not that Meredith doesn't allow you to love the things that you love, but this girl would understand it from on a personal level.
You're saying you don't think Meredith really, she doesn't condone it. She puts up with
it. Yeah, deals with it. Could you understand it if you don't have the exact same experience? I don't think so. We don't.
So yeah, I don't think so either.
So, God forbid.
God forbid, Rob.
Right.
Riggins has you set up and ready to go for your next relationship.
Yeah, I don't know that I can right deal in. With her. Right. No. Thank you, though.
There you go. The good news coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
The good news today starts in Connecticut. which seems kind of odd because not a lot seems to ever happen in Connecticut. But there's a barber in Connecticut. His name is Osvaldo Lugo. And he's being hailed as a hero because he saved a little girl from running into traffic. So he was in his shop, looks out the barbershop window, and sees the little girl stepping between two cars into traffic.
Uh-oh.
She's stepping into an intersection, and he bolts out the door, runs to her as he sees her step off the curb, and goes to step into traffic, and grabs her and pulls her back between the cars to safety. The mom was at a bus stop right down the street, not very far away at all. I said she turned her head just for a second, and when she turned around, the girl was gone, and she was looking for her, couldn't find her.
Oof, that's scary.
Neither one of you two have kids, but I bet if you ask your brothers, Riggins, they would, and Rob, same thing, your brother and your sister, because they both have kids, they would tell you, I easily see how that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes, like, that's all it takes. You turn your head and turn back, and like, oh, where'd they go?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's very terrifying.
And it's not like they're just walking down the sidewalk. They're literally walking into traffic.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Peyton, one time, we were at Hilton Head, and we had gone to the, what do you call it, the outlet mall, mm-hmm. the outer outlet mall. And I told her, I said, stay right here. I got to put this in the bag. Don't move. She goes, okay. And I didn't even fully turn. I just leaned down to put something in the bag. And out of the corner of my eye, she stepped off the curb into the street and was about to get hit by a car. And I reached out and grabbed her by the shirt and snatched her back onto the sidewalk. I mean, and that's how fast it happens. But this guy, luckily he was there. Osvaldo Lugo saw it, bolted out of his barbershop, was able to grab her and save her. Wildlife officers in Colorado saved two mountain lions, mountain cubs, actually, that got trapped in a reservoir spillway. So they had to lower a rope down, and one of the cubs latched onto it. And in the video, it looks like the cub knows what to do.
Just starts going up?
Yeah, because they can't get down to it, so they just lower the rope, and the cub just reaches up and like latches onto it, and they're able to drag him back up. Ooh. But it's crazy to see because it legitimately looks like the cub understands, oh, if I grab one of the rope, they're going to pull me up. And I think this is a really cool story, just to kind of polish off the good news today. A 22-year-old woman in Michigan just graduated from nursing school, and the traditional pinning ceremony was a complete full-circle moment. She got her pin from a woman named Sarah Longest, a nurse, who took care of her 22 years ago when she was prematurely born.
Wow.
So she becomes a nurse and is pinned into the nursing circle, however the proper phrase would be, by the woman who took care of her literally from the moment she was born.
Wow.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
That is the good news. So there are five things that Riggins thinks you need to know about me. And we will get to those next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at ACETJ.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
This is Ace and Friends.
Yesterday, at this time, we shared with you five things that my wife thinks you need to know about me. And Riggins said, oh, I can come up with five things. So, okay. But today, Riggins will now share five things you need to know about me. My name is Ace.
That's right. Yeah. I thoughtfully put this list together.
Okay.
Because I think they're the most important things people need to know. And I think the first one is the most important one because it defines everything you do, and that is you're a father. Ace is a father first.
That's very nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
I didn't say a good father. I just said a father.
My bad. I assumed you meant good by that. So sorry.
No, he's a good father, and it kind of defines everything that he does. And, you know, it was weird seeing him with my niece and nephew for the first time. I'd never seen Ace with a kid before, much like I'd never seen my parents with a little kid before because I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
It's an eye-opening experience. But you're so tender and gentle. You were so tender and gentle with them. I thought, that's what Ace is like as a father.
Yeah.
Right there in that moment, I saw it. It became so clear. And then when I see you holding Dax and stuff, I go, that's Ace.
Everybody is different when they have kids. Like, it's a different, you're just a different person. Yeah. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big and bad you are, how cool you were. Once you have kids, there's a different side of you. Not that I was ever big and bad or cool. I always loved kids and all that kind of stuff. But you can be, like, I've got a buddy who's I've known him 30 something years. He's a bad man.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment he had a kid, he's the best dad you would ever, my friend Bert, he was the best dad you could ever hope to be.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, oh, that's that guy. You know?
Same person. Just
exact same person. Exact same person. Just that it opens up a different side of you. So that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's the biggest one.
Okay.
And these will all get less important, but I think you need to know about them.
Okay.
Ace has a childlike excitement when it comes to certain things, which has been said about you before.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Specifically explosions, fireworks, car crashes, the way he sees these, I don't know. He's just excited about crazy things.
I can sum it up this way. I really, from an entertainment perspective, emotionally, those type of things, haven't matured past the age of about 15. Like the stuff that I thought was cool at 15, I still think is cool today. Occasionally, I have to remind myself, I'm an adult, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like blowing up leaves, still cool, man.
Yeah.
And it always will be. Hey, we'll get to the rest of these next. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
Okay, so Riggins is giving his 5 things you need to know about me. 5 things you need to know about Ace, according to Riggins. Number 1, I'm a father. Number 2, I have a childlike excitement for things like blowing stuff up and excitement, you know, fire, car crashes, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All very true, yes.
Another thing people need to know about you. Ace loves a sandwich. Oh,
I don't care. I'll have a sandwich just over anything else pretty much.
Ace loves a sandwich. And anytime you start talking about sandwiches, Ace will go, you know what? I love a sandwich.
Like a BLT or a
turkey club.
I don't care. I just love a good sandwich.
Ace loves a sandwich.
I just ate sandwiches a lot as a kid. Just throw a couple slices of ham with some lettuce and tomato and cheese and some salt. It's perfect.
He doesn't have like a fancy, he doesn't demand escargot or caviar. Give me a sandwich.
I would not even want escargot or caviar. You say like, hey, we're going to cut up some little sandwiches, or would you rather have caviar? Be like, oh, I'd much rather have some little sandwiches any day of the week.
Yeah. So that, okay. I think it's, you know, you kind of get, you're getting a clearer picture. Ace loves a sandwich. This one is going to, maybe you're going to know it, but it might be a little hurtful.
Okay.
You are extremely impatient.
That's true. I know that.
Extremely. And I'll give you an example. Yeah. Whenever Ace is having like a little tech issue or whatever it is, he's like, can you help me do this? And then you go over to help him. And within 5 seconds, he'll go, you know what? We'll do it later. I go, I haven't even tried to help you yet.
That's my entire life is like that. Yeah. I don't have time to, like, this needs to be working. Like, right now, I got stuff right to do, man.
That was on my list that I was going to bring in.
Oh, you have a list too? Oh.
I called it, I put easily affected by technology.
That is true.
Okay. I didn't know you had a list. I was going to give you another day, but we can do them all today. Don't say anything more, Robin. We'll get to your list in a minute. Then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And this is the last one, number five?
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel emotions deeply, more deeply than others.
It means I'm kind of a crybaby. I can be sometimes.
It's not just the sadness. It's with the excitement and joy. You feel it more deeply than others.
And I get really excited, like, cool stories, like when people do good things, I can get excited. I can get kind of emotional telling you a story that I think is really cool about something good that happened to somebody I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because I get excited for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, it's the downside of that is I can get really mad and punch stuff and kick stuff.
Yeah, sure. It's all of those things. You just feel them more deeply than others. So I think those are the most important things to know about.
Those are really good, Riggins.
Yeah, good.
So, Rob, you did a list?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's... We'll do Rob's list then, coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting...
This is Ace and Friends.
I don't want to make the show all about me today, but it kind of seems that way.
I mean, it is called Ace and Friends.
I know, but... So, I was actually going to give you time to do a list. I didn't know you'd already put a list together, so we'll go ahead and go with it.
I knew it was coming.
All right, so Riggins just did the five things that you need to know about me, Ace, according to Riggins. So, Rob, your five things everybody needs to know about me. Go ahead.
Well, the first one was already stated. You're easily affected by technology. You're not always mad at it, but it always affects you in a certain one way or another. It might make you disappointed. You might be disappointed in something like that.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
The other is usually not angry at you, usually just angry in general. So you need to know that.
Oh, meaning like
I'm, you're not mad. Because like I'm, if you're in a bad mood, you're not usually deflecting it. Well, putting it on someone in general, you're just in general upset.
Yeah. that's true. I get that. Usually it's I'm mad at myself for something, and sometimes I would just yell at Rob.
You're frustrated more than anything.
Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Mm-hmm. The next one is will help anyone he can, which was annoying when he was taking me home a couple days. But yeah. he's, as Mr. Rogers says, you know, look for the helpers. Yep. He's a helper.
That's why I'm the modern day Mr. Rogers. Yeah. I had to take Rob home a couple times when it snowed. And Rob got annoyed because, like, we got to stop and help this guy. Rob was like, we don't have to. Rob was like, we could drop me off first, then you could double back and help him. But Rob, two of us could help this guy faster.
I'm sure AAA is on the way, so it's fine.
Yeah. One guy we actually helped. One guy we couldn't. We were just like, all right, man, sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
You went to call the cops. You got a problem here. Okay, number four?
Number four, doesn't mind laughing at himself, can easily take a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm ridiculous. I'm aware of that. That's a good one. That is a good one. Thank you, Rob.
And the last one, I would say you're a social chameleon. You can fit in with anybody. You're the most social of anybody on this or the Ace and TJ show, I would say. And you can always find something to talk about with pretty much anybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in people. I like hearing people's stories, especially if they're good at something that I'm not good at or I don't know anything about. Tell me something about it.
Mm-hmm. That's why
I never thought of it that way, Rob. Being a social committee mean I can be high class,
right?
Or, you know, hang out at the dirt track.
Yeah, correct.
Not that you're not high class if you hang out at the dirt track. Yeah. That's why I'm just trying to paint the social picture here.
Yeah, and much more comfortable at the dirt track.
I'm much more comfortable at the dirt track. Let's be honest. And honestly, I would rather be at the dirt track.
And that's why we don't want to talk to somebody, we pawn them off on you.
Yeah, but I've known that for years. That's the guy. Thank you. That was good, Rob.
Thanks.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at ACETJ.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Ace and Friends.
I just saw this. I don't want to put everybody on the spot, but this is kind of fun. So think about... Riggins, you were born in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Rob, you were born in Michigan, right?
No, I was born in North
Carolina. You born in North Carolina? Yeah. Okay, for some reason I thought you moved here like when you were real little.
No, everybody else in my family was born
there. Okay, that's right. So for argument's sake, Rob, you're going to play Michigan.
Okay.
In this case. I was born and raised in Louisiana, so I will play Louisiana.
Okay.
Simple question. If they said, hey, we're having a big get-together, bring something from your state. Uh-oh. What are you bringing?
Faygo.
What is Faygo?
It's a soda that the Insane Clown Posse's are very big fans of. It's only available in the North.
So Faygo, a soda that the Insane Clown Posse is a big fan of. That's what you're bringing.
Yeah, they sing about it all the time.
It's big in Michigan.
Yeah, it's big in Michigan. It's from. It's actually its headquarters are in Detroit.
Okay. I'm from Louisiana. It would be easy. It'd be like crawfish or some type of Cajun dish, which everybody seems to be, Louisiana seems to be best known for, even though I'm not from that part of Louisiana at all. I'm from middle northern Louisiana, which is more of a just your basic, country. Like, I didn't grow up eating crawfish all the time, but we had a lot of, it was pork chops and rice and gravy and that kind of stuff. But then you had crawfish occasionally.
Sure.
Did have a lot of great seafood regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Riggins, what would you bring from North Carolina?
Barbecue sandwich.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a real good one.
I think that sort of defines the state.
Yeah. We all went food and beverage. It could be anything.
You said it was for a cookout or something? So that's why I thought you said that or anyway.
Did I say cookout?
I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring some. Yeah, I mean, mine would still be a barbecue sandwich.
Then. Yeah, mine would still be food also, because I think a lot of places are known for that.
Especially in the South.
Yeah.
I also thought maybe I could just say a Little Caesars pizza, because, you know, I love it.
Little Caesars is from Detroit, right?
Yeah, but that's available everywhere. Yeah. I guess that's not the same. But
and, well, I've told you before, Rob, my wife claims that's the best pizza you can order anywhere.
I love Little Caesars. I had it last night.
It's not bad. I'm just saying it's not the best. And you should see in our house, she gets so aggravated because I'm like, but don't say it's the best. Like, it may be your favorite, but it's not the best. She's like, it is the best. I'm like, no, please. I can't be married to somebody that thinks this is the best pizza you can get.
Good for you. Because that's a ridiculous thing to say. It's a ridiculous thing to say.
It's good, but just admit it's not the best pizza.
Right.
She's like, well, what if I think it is? I said, then you should have told me that before we got married.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that you thought it was actually the best pizza before we got married.
Yeah, then, well I'm going to call the cops. How about that? That's what I'm going to do.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, NEOGENIX.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
What is the sign of a great relationship? When do you know this is a great relationship? Maybe this person on TikTok has found the answer.
I have a pretty serious question for folks who are in a relationship. Are you guys giggling with your partner? Are you guys like regularly gasping for air because you're laughing so hard? Are there like tears shed on a weekly basis because one of you makes the other person just like completely lose their shit? If not, I don't want to tell you to break up with them. I just want to tell you, like, there is probably somebody out there who will just like make you uncontrollably happy.
I get it.
There may be something to that.
Yeah, I think I get that.
Now, we have a 10-month-old at home. So I think prior to pregnancy and all that, yes, I would say that was the case. Now, there's a lot of laughter, but it's because the baby's doing it. Not as much we're laughing at each other. It's because that's still the central world of the...
Yeah.
You have this thing that can't do anything for himself. You're focused on that. But we laugh at him a lot.
Yeah, I would laugh. That video you posted the other day of him eating dinner, and he had like a hot dog bun, and he just like stuck his face in the hot dog bun and just like licked it like it was an ice cream cone. I mean, I would have been laughing at that because that was funny.
Yeah. So, Rob, do you and Meredith laugh together a lot?
Usually it's when one of us says something stupid, but yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter as long as you're laughing. So you make her laugh.
Yeah.
Then she makes you laugh.
Yeah, because she's stupid sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I laugh at her stupidity.
No. She's funny too.
Yeah, no, she is funny. She's funny. A damn riot. Trust me.
Right.
When she's
talking, usually at my expense.
She's talking about Rob.
You get married at the couple, say two drinks in, and she starts talking about Rob, and she is throwing grenades at him.
It's rough.
It's funny.
She doesn't hold back anything at all.
She's the funniest person I know.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
You know, there's a moment when you realize just how frequently you've been doing something in your life. And that realization hits hard. I mean, real hard. Next.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
Sometimes the realizations in life just hit you hard. They brutally punch you in the face. Like this girl who came to a brutal realization on TikTok.
I just learned that the restaurants on Uber Eats can see if you're a loyal customer and how many times you've ordered, and I've ordered Taco Bell 11 times in the last month. And clearly I'm not doing well. Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
I love the fact that she follows it up with, clearly I'm not doing so well.
I mean, yeah, that is embarrassing.
11 times in 30 days she ordered Taco Bell. You have to assume once a day.
Yeah, well, right? Sure. I mean,
surely she didn't order Taco Bell more than once in a day, right?
Yeah, I can't
imagine. So that's a third of the month. Over a third of the month, she had Taco Bell.
It's like every other day or something.
Every third day, she had Taco Bell. Day.
That's a lot of Taco. I mean, can you imagine anything eating that much of anything?
Yeah, 11 times is a lot.
What's the most you've ever had Taco Bell in a month, Rob?
I don't know. It would be a large number. Over 15, I would say.
Okay.
Oh, well.
But less than 30. I didn't do a whole month.
Well, God forbid you eat Taco Bell every day of the month. You think you've had Taco Bell more than 15 times in a month, Rob?
At some point in my life, I'm almost certain.
Okay.
Back when they had good deals.
What do you have most often now?
Now I usually get the cheesy gordita crunch.
No, but I mean, not your actual order. I mean, is it Taco Bell or is it something else?
I'm eating a lot more at home. But Taco Bell and Cookout are my favorite ones to go to.
Those are kind of your go-tos.
Yeah, and they're usually pretty quick about it. Because like I like a Wendy's, but they're usually pretty slow. Hardee's is pretty slow, you know. So I go to the ones that are quicker so I can get out of there.
Could you eat Taco Bell every third day?
I could. Yeah. You could. I think could.
Yeah, who couldn't? Are you saying you couldn't?
I'd get tired of it. Yeah, I think I'd get tired of it. But is it like a couple tacos every third day? Yeah, I could do that easy. Really? For lunch?
Just a chicken quesadilla?
Yeah. Cheesy gordita crunch.
Well, I'm having Taco Bell for lunch now.
That's like having two tacos on Monday. Could you have two tacos again on Thursday? Yeah.
And then still look forward to it after 14 times?
Sure. I think so.
There's never been a time in my life that I didn't look forward to Taco Bell.
Put that on your tombstone.
It's not just the words. It's the way he said. There's never been a time that I didn't look forward to Taco Bell.
It's like romantic.
It's never been asked, do you want to go Taco Bell? And I would go, no, I had that yesterday. It's always, yeah, I can go. Let's yeah, say
I'm so excited.
I love that.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
There's news, and then there's the stupid news. And today, our run around the stupid news world starts in Utah, where a couple has been reunited with their cat, who they accidentally shipped to Amazon.com. The cat was hiding in a box that had some boots in it that they were returning, and they didn't realize the cat was in the box under the paper, and so they shipped the cat off. The cat went 6 days without food or water before somebody at the Amazon location heard, like, what is that? And cut the box open and found that there was this baby cat inside. Now, luckily, the woman who found the cat actually rescues cats regularly. So she was able to take care of her. So the cat was saved, but they said it was you know, pretty close.
Oh my God.
They live in Utah. The cat was found in California. In the Amazon supply place in California. More stupid news. A poll recently asked over 10,000 people how many days the standard work week should be. 6% of these people said 7 days.
Okay. It's a good idea.
There should be no days off. We should work 7 days a week. The number one answer, 45% of the people said 5 days a week.
Yeah.
More stupid news, and I'd love this, because a cleaning company has a fleet of 25 pink Volkswagen Bugs. It's in California, called Pink Sponge Cleaning. And early Saturday morning, there was a break-in at their lot, and they were vandalized. The owner reviewed security footage and saw at least three teens just wreaking havoc. They blasted the cars with fire extinguishers. They made etchings in the car's paint. They broke every headlight they could. And then, just to finish it all off, the footage shows two female teens on the hood of these Volkswagens doing some twerking. Don't really know why, but maybe because they knew they were being filmed on camera. The owner said the teens were desecrating the cars, quote, for hours, end quote. And she didn't specify how much of that time was spent twerking, but, you know, it was a considerable amount of time. The teens caused around $25,000 in damage. The company launched a GoFundMe because their insurance claim was denied because apparently they'd had a previous incident of vandalism. The police noticed the etchings included gang signs, which helped lead them to a 15-year-old suspect who they arrested for felony vandalism. The investigation is still ongoing, trying to find the other two.
What kind of insurance company is that? Like, well, yeah, you got vandalized once before, so we can't. What?
So yeah. So sorry, we're not going to pay off now.
Thanks.
Wild. So that is your stupid news.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
Of the three people on this show regularly, my name is Ace, and I am married. Riggins is completely single, and Tech D Rob is in a 9-year-long relationship. He lives with his girlfriend, Meredith. Rob, do you feel like you have any say in what Meredith receives or inherits from her parents, as in items?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know if there's any like items specifically that she...
When your dad passed away, was there anything that you brought home from that or brought into the house that she... Did you talk to her about it first or no?
No, there wasn't anything that I wanted to take with me.
I was just reading this article the other day about a guy, and her dad passed away, and they inherited 2 deer heads that he killed and this cool old bell.
Big bell.
And she thinks they're all stupid. And he's like, no, we got to keep those. And she's like, I don't want them. He's like, no, I do. I like them. So he wants to keep her dad's stuff. He's like, oh, it's my house too. I get a say in what goes in it. And I think those deer heads look cool in the garage.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want those deer heads. Well, I do. And he kept them.
That's a polarizing thing, though. It's not like it's a napkin set or a set of plates. Right. It's like big deer heads.
And the other one, she doesn't bother her so much because it's a bell that was in the yard of their house, and her mom would ring this bell when it was time to come in to eat if
that makes sense.
Out. That's kind of cool. I would can see that. So, but do you think, Riggins, the significant other should have a say on what is kept?
Not really. When it comes to an inheritance, that's what it's about. Like, you inherit it.
Yeah.
They pass it to you. So you can make that decision later on, but I think you have to accept whatever it is.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things that I had when my mom died 1.5 years ago. One is this really cool old refrigerator that they had that when they used to have to put the block of ice in the bottom to keep everything cold. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved it and went with my dad to pick it up from my mom for their anniversary 1 year right before they split up and all this kind of stuff. So I already told Amanda, she'd say, like, we're bringing that home one day. I love that thing. And she likes it too. She thinks it's really different and cool looking to have. Now, I have a lot of things that my wife does not like, and they all have to go in one room.
Like what?
I have a friend of mine in radio found out that I think Charlie Daniels is awesome, or was, because he's dead now. And at a performance, he got Charlie Daniels' bow for me, and then Charlie Daniels personally autographed, says to Ace, personally autographed a photo for me. So I had the whole thing shadow boxed with the picture and the bow, and you can play it, see it's a Charlie Daniels played bow, and it's in a big long frame thing that I had used to be in my office when I had a nice big house with a big office. And she's like, that thing is, what is that? That is terrible. She thinks most of the stuff is ridiculous. I mean, when you go in my office at home, there's a lot of, I got some gold and platinum albums, and there are 2 guitars on the wall, different things from the show. And she's like, there's a lot of this. And
but the bow is the thing.
That's the one that she really hates. That and a sketch of the square in Krakow when I took my daughter to Krakow for her senior trip that I love. And she has always thought, since the day she's seen it the first time, that's horrid.
She just doesn't like Charlie Daniels like her husband does.
I'm like, it's CDB, baby. What are you talking
come
about?
On,
like,
come Charlie on. Charlie Daniels' bow, baby. It's he devil. Played this on stage.
I got the uneasy rider.
Yeah, come on.
The devil went down to Georgia on that bow right there. She just doesn't get it. She's not into it at all.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
So what's the status on TikTok going away? President Biden signed the bill, right?
It's, yeah. It's not, it's going to force a sale or else it'll be banned. Now, will the owners of TikTok sell to an American company? Probably not.
But it has to be sold to an American company or else TikTok will be banned in the United States.
Yeah, and the TikTok people are desperately trying to fight this, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It doesn't look good.
But if we were to lose that, we would lose great American gems.
Yeah.
Like Mason the Guardrail Kid.
Yeah.
Riggins, explain exactly what Mason the Guardrail Kid does.
It's a kid with a unique interest in guardrails. He lives in rural Pennsylvania, and he just goes around. He's like a little kid and just reviews guardrails. That's his interest.
Don't know how old he is exactly.
Under 12.
But you can hear his voice here and here, though. That's a kid.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm over here for a guardrail, and you tell me. Is this a guardrail or a hazardous art installation? Well, that's probably not good. I guess I can report this to the township. I don't know much about bridges, but to my understanding, there shouldn't be a gap here where I can put my hand under.
He's like being super critical.
Yeah, he's checking out this bridge and nothing is connected. The bridge is actually pretty flimsily put together when you look at it. He's not wrong.
I'm going to call the township. I mean, at 11 years old, were you thinking about like, I need to go check out everybody's safety and call the township?
No.
Not a chance.
Yeah, and he's not wrong. It just...
No.
Just weird, but it's one of those cool things that like you would never know about Mason the Guardrail Kid. We're not for TikTok.
Yeah,
you never know about Sketch.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I wish I could keep it that way.
Special plays, special players.
Rob hates him.
Tuesday.
Oh, he's so sweet.
What up, brother?
What's up, brother? Yeah, and there's a kid that's like obsessed with fans and vacuum cleaners. It's given an avenue for all these people with unique interests and unique stories.
The train guy really makes me happy.
The train guy's wild. Yeah.
Girthmaster.
The Girthmaster. Oh. So gross to even say that.
Girthmaster's really wild.
Yeah, the Girthmaster. Ugh.
There's a lot of stuff on there that you see and go, what is this doing?
Sure.
Why is this on here? Who's this person crying to the camera?
Yeah.
You know.
And age gap couples have gotten a platform to share their stories.
That's how we ended up being in that article in the Daily Mail or whatever, is that somebody found us on TikTok, being stupid, making TikToks.
So. Yeah, so hope it doesn't go away.
Hope it doesn't go away before I can cash in on it, man.
You're not kidding.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Rob, do you still take a lot of medication?
Yes.
You do? Mm-hmm. How many pills do you take a day?
Okay, well, six of them are all the ones I take for sleep.
Yeah. You take six different sleep pills a day?
No, it's the same one, but I take six of them because the insurance was going to be more expensive for a higher dosage of it than it would be to just give me six of the lower dosage. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I just started taking Calitrin as well, so that's four per day.
Okay.
Then I have, I want to say 2 to 3 more.
Wow. So you're taking about what? 6 to 7 pills a day?
No, it'd be 10 before 10? It's in the teens.
Oh.
Teens?
Yeah. Well, cause four of them are the Calitrin. Six of them are my.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize Calitrin was four.
Yeah, Calitrin, you take four tablets.
Oh yeah. Okay. Bed. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of pills going
on. I take them all at one time.
No, how long is it just like to take two or three at a time, then another two or three, another two or three?
No, I take them one handful.
17, whatever, 13 pills?
Yes.
12, 13 pills?
Yeah.
I take them one handful?
One handful, yeah. Holy. Not wasted any movement.
Riggins, do you take any pills every day?
No.
I take a vitamin and, vitamin, that's it. I don't take anything else every day. People over 40 take an average of four pills a day. That's Over 5 billion prescriptions are written in the United States every year, which is too damn many prescriptions.
That's a lot.
That comes to over 15 prescriptions per person per year in America. That's insane.
That is a lot. It seems like a lot.
Excuse me.
It is a lot.
I mean,
because look, that means I take none. I take no prescriptions every day. You don't take any. So that means between me and you, Riggins, for it to be an average of 15, somebody's got to be taking 30.
Yeah.
Two people have to be taking 30.
Yeah. Wild. We got to see video of you taking 12 or 13 pills at once. Yeah, I want to see what
pills
that.
That's a lot of
how
pills.
How do you even do that?
My hands are tied. One holds my drink, one holds my stuff. I'll figure it out, though. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, just set up the phone. I would love to see the handful. And can you get them all down at one time?
Yep.
Well, you got a big old head, got a big old throat.
That's true. It's all proportional. Big head, big throat.
I got a big throat.
Big esophagus. Damn.
That's all I can figure. It is. His whole upper torso is big because his head's so big.
My friend Cubby can't take one pill, and I'm taking a dozen.
At one time. Yeah. I cannot believe you take all 12 or 13, whatever it is, at one time.
Yep. I'm not wasting my time.
Holy crap.
I am amazed by that.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Okay. Teddy Rob, you get to go first today. What's your favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
I liked giving all the compliments to you. I enjoy that.
That was nice. I mean, thank you. Ring is amazing.
Well, I can go either way on that.
That's not going to be my favorite thing.
But I know that because we did that today, that Monday, we're just going to be mean as hell to you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Butter them up real good so you can tear them down.
Okay. Riggins, what is your favorite thing from today then?
I think I'm just reeling from the revelation we just heard from Rob, who all says he takes 13 pills at once. I mean, I've never heard anything like that.
It's 4 Calitrin, and you're supposed to take all 4 of the Calitrin at one time?
Yeah, you're supposed to take, you take them all at bedtime is what
it's okay, that's right. So it's 4 Calitrin, then your sleeping medication is how many pills?
6.
6.
Because it's
10.
It's 300 milligrams and they're 50 milligram tablets.
Wait, so you take 6? Oh, so you take 6 50 milligram tablets.
Right, because it was going to be double the price to get it.
I was about to say, wait a minute. I thought you were taking 6 300 milligram tablets. Like, oh, my God.
Just load me up.
Yeah, okay.
6 sleeping tablets. I mean, just the sound of that is...
It's also for my depression, so I'm really... I'm not. Without them, I guess I'd be really depressed.
So that's 10.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's at least 3 others, but I kind of have them separate.
Okay, so at least 3 others is 3 more pills.
Yeah.
So you're... Is
it at least 13?
It's 13.
I do. Maybe it's 14 because I do take a allergy pill every day just to make sure it doesn't affect me. Because I found one a while back that worked for me.
Right.
And I haven't had allergy issues since. So
they're like it's a depression pill because you're blacked out. You don't have time to be depressed when you're literally comatose. 6 sleeping pills. Like, depression is not a big problem.
Can't nobody be depressed when you passed out, man.
Yeah, it's 58 degrees and blackout in your room and under a weighted blanket.
Damn, I'm just astonished by that.
That is remarkable.
That's my favorite thing from today, too. By the way,
that was
mine. Was like that's quite a tidbit of info to process, isn't
it? Okay, sorry.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
Love stuff like that.
Have a great weekend. We hope you're here Monday, Rob.
Ace and Friends.